The man pushing it says European news media who interviewed him struggled to separate this death penalty alternative from the death penalty itself. Clearfield's Paul Ray expects the governor to sign it into law.
But obviously, I'll wait for his official announcement before we do a lot of talking about that.
Ray recalled Ronnie Lee Gardner, the last man to die via firing squad.
There needed to be a penalty for what he did. The guy was a barbaric monster, and I don't care why he chose it. The fact is we were able to provide justice to those families.
Governor Herbert has said Utah needs a backup if lethal injection is unavailable. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.